Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. In the New Living Translation, it says this: I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with perseverance in the faith today. They're just not sure they can keep going on, just not sure they can keep trusting, keep praying, keep reading, keep believing, keep having faith. Lord, would you give them this kind of gutsy faith that keeps on the race, that keeps running, maybe limping, maybe walking, maybe crawling across that finish line, but that you would reinstate them as runners in your race, that they would be reinvigorated for that heavenly prize for which you're calling us. Help us to look forward and not behind. And Lord, I know that there's, you know, there are things that we do need to do when we are struggling with the past. We do need to address it. We can't stuff it. We can't just pretend it didn't happen. But once we've worked through it, and once we've admitted it, like Paul did here, he talked about how he was, you know, the best Jew ever. And yet he said, I count it all as rubbish. And then he says, I've said all that. I've worked through that. But now here's what I say. I don't look back anymore. I press on. I focus on one thing. I forget the past and I look forward to what lies ahead. So I pray for those today who have a past that's haunting them. And I pray that you would give them a holy forgetfulness, an ability to say, yes, that happened. I'm not going to deny it, but it is no longer going to hold sway over my walk with Christ and the race that I have that he has put before me. I'm not going to let it disqualify me from the race. I'm not going to let it cause me to stumble. I'm going to just instead reorient my life toward a future goal instead of being ensnared by the past. Lord, I pray it for myself. I am guilty of this. I have introspected over the past for far too long, and you are calling me to turn my eyes away from the past to look forward to what is ahead. Father, would you heal the people listening today? Would you heal them who are just tied up by their past? Maybe they've had sexual abuse like I've had, or maybe their parents have been divorced like I've had, or one of my parents died. Maybe they had death in the family. Maybe they had siblings who hurt them, parents who abandoned them. So many things that can go on, boyfriends or girlfriends that abused them. Lord, their teachers that ridiculed them, bullying that happened. Lord, those are real things and they are hard. I pray for healing right now. Would you move in and through those broken parts of our lives and heal us? Heal those parts that we're afraid to even talk about. Lord, you know the things that we haven't ever even shared, but I pray your Holy Spirit right now would move in and through us and bring some new light, some healing, and an ability to move our face from looking back toward fixing our gaze forward toward the heavenly prize for which you've called us. What a beautiful journey it is, and it's a hard journey, but we just need your strength. We need to know you're with us. We need to know that you empathize with the things that we've gone through. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but has gone through everything that we've gone through. And so, Jesus, we just thank you for that. But we ask that you would help us to move on, from the past and to look forward to what you're calling us to today. Give us that holy ability, that wherewithal to look forward, to let go of the past and to move forward. We trust you for this. We need you for this. We can't do it without you. We love you, Jesus. I pray this in your holy name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overwhelms you and you need some healing, go to Jesus through prayer. He is listening to you and He understands.